Hello, family and friends. We're here for day four with Pastor Jerry Hagman from Oasis Church here in Evansville, Indiana. And if you're in the Evansville area, I want to encourage you, if you don't have a church family, come on by and visit us. It's a wonderful church. We have wonderful people here, and we sure love to have you. And not recruiting somebody from another church. That God doesn't call us to yank people around from one fold to another. But if you don't have a church, come see us sometime. Mm-hmm. Well, Father, we thank you. We're ready today to receive from Pastor Jerry. Thank you for speaking through him. We're hungry and ready to receive. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I've been enjoying myself. I hope everybody else has been as well. Today, we're going to switch a little bit differently here because of what Sutton Brother Greg said yesterday about how, you know, we need to forgive others in the same way that we've been forgiven. And I know that this is not going to be, you know, that hooping and hollering and hand clapping type of a thing, because it has to do with us. It has to deal with what we're doing. And I want to read something here in Mark chapter 11, and we're going to look at verses 25 and 26. And Jesus said, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." Well, that's pretty plain, isn't it? We have a responsibility to forgive other people. Yeah. Amen? And it doesn't say here that there are, you know, levels. You know, like a low level, that's a good one. We can do that.
Yeah.
But the higher the level of offense goes, the less likely it is that we may or may not forgive that person.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So the forgiveness is the key to keeping the flow of forgiveness open to us.
Yeah.
If we forgive others, forgiveness comes our way.
That's
Amen?
Right. That's right.
Hallelujah. And we have to forgive others the same way. Just like it says in, you know, in verse 25 again, if you don't forgive people, then your Heavenly Father in heaven will not forgive you. Amen? And so it's very, very important for us to look at this because it's a tremendous asset to us. Amen? This is not a liability I'm talking about here. Forgiving other people, other people would think, well, that's a liability. No, it's actually an asset to us. Amen? Now, another scripture, and I'll explain it later, in Luke 7:47, Jesus said this. I just pulled this out. It says, "To whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." Amen? To whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, it's like this, folks. You got to take an honest look at your own life.
Yeah.
Find out. What, you know, and I'm talking about myself right now. What God forgave in my life was astronomical. Amen? But I could have thought, well, you know, I did at one time before I got born again. I thought, you know, when I heard people getting saved and stuff, I'm like, well, I'm a pretty good person. You know, I've never murdered anybody. Amen. Oh, I might have stolen some stuff, you know, and definitely cursed a lot. Amen. Taking the Lord's name in vain. But, you know, what we consider these unforgivable sins, you know, or rape or incest or anything of that nature, you know, those are unforgivable things in the human mind.
Yeah.
Amen. So we got to look and think to ourselves, what did God do in my life? Amen? And I'm going to tell you, it's just like this. To God, sin is sin.
Yep.
There are not degrees of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Sin is a transgression against the Word of God.
Yep.
Amen? And it's the same no matter what it is. Now, I know that there may be some who disagree with me, and that's all right. You know, that's between you and your Lord. Amen? But this is how I do it. We got to look at other people in the same light that we were forgiven. Amen?
Yep.
And we cannot judge our life by a different standard than we judge others.
Yep.
Judgment is a sentence carried out for a crime.
Yep.
Amen. And so we can't have double standards. We see a lot of double standards in the world right now, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, everything. For this group, it's one way, but for another group, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Amen. It all depends on what side of the fence you're on. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But when you think about this, the blood of Jesus completely washed away my sins in the same way that he washed away the sins of every other person.
Yep.
It wasn't a different blood. It wasn't more blood. It didn't take more blood.
Yep.
Amen. It took his blood. Amen. Amen. And if we consider what Jesus did for us as just, well, you know, I'm glad he did. That's taking it lightly.
Yeah.
And if what you've been forgiven, you take lightly, then your love for others is very light.
Amen.
You don't have a deep, compassionate love for people. It's just, well, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it'd probably be better if they weren't even around, you know, or whatever it might be. Praise God. So you can't be thinking of yourself that you're deserving of anything. Mm-hmm. I wasn't deserving of anything that God did for me. It was only by his mercy and grace.
Yes.
That I'm here today and preaching word. Let me tell you something. It's going to be 32 years in August that I've been born again. And if it had been 32 years minus a week before that, and someone says I was going to pastor a church or preach the word of God, there's no way.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way, because I would have never even considered it. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we have to look at people through the eyes of his love for all people. And the only way we can do that is by what it says in Romans chapter 5:5. Now listen to this. It says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You and I, if you're a born-again believer, you have the love of God in you. And that love is able to forgive anything from anybody at any time,
yep.
No matter what. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
You cannot do it in yourself. I cannot do it in myself. I would hold a grudge. Amen. And I've held a lot of grudges in my time against people who I thought did me wrong. Maybe some did. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, but I always remember, I think Pastor Marcus even said this. He said, you know what? They have forgotten about that offense years ago. And here you are still holding on to it.
Yeah.
I don't need to hold on to those types of things anymore. I need to forgive so that I can go on with my life free from anything that would harm me. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And I pray for anyone who's holding an offense against someone right now. I understand I don't know the situation. I understand that I don't know how deeply you've been hurt. But I do understand and know this, that there is a love that you can have, that it can be poured out in you, that will take all the hurt and the pain away if you're willing to receive it and extend it to others. It'll change your life and make you whole again. And I pray this for all people in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank
Praise
you,
God.
Pastor Jerry. That was a great message. Looking forward to tomorrow and our final day on this series for day 5. And folks, you can contact Pastor Jerry Hagman at myoasischurch.com, myoasischurch.com. And you can contact our ministry at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com by phone at 812-449-8147. Folks, we love you all and God loves you. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.
Amen.